Hello, hello. You have found your way to the Brevis Talk podcast, where our message is eternal, but our delivery isn't quite that long. Brief and encouraging. That's our goal. Now, here's your host, Pastor Wayne Whiteside.
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 4 says, "What more could I have done for my vineyard than I did? Why, when I expected a yield of good grapes, did it yield worthless grapes? What more could I have done?" Perhaps God is asking that question concerning the New Testament church. We speak of a vineyard in the Old Testament, a place that was chosen to produce fruit. It was worked. The yield, the end result, was for fruit to be produced. You know, the New Testament church exists for the glory of God. It is upon this earth as a lighthouse, as the expression of Jesus Christ upon this earth. I want us to think just a bit about what God can expect because of what God has given. The first thing He's given is salvation, deliverance through the Lord Jesus Christ, deliverance from the power of sin in our lives, deliverance from the penalty of sin in our lives. Sin no longer holds you. Sin does not produce the wrath of God anymore because you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. It does not have the power. It does not have you handcuffed. And you know, when I think of Jesus, just on a personal level, the gratitude for the salvation of the Lord puts a desire in my heart to serve the Lord. Now, when I lose focus, I must always come back to the gratitude that I have. Thank God for Jesus. Thank Jesus for what He did on Calvary's cross. Praise His holy name. Then I think about the Word of God. You know, the Bible is the Word of God. It is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Someone has said, "The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible." Concerning this vineyard, the Word of God nourishes us. It nourishes us. It's the fertilizer, if you will, for the soul. It is the water for the soul. We grow because of our exposure to the Word of God. I've said this before, but the Bible only suffers from one thing. It suffers from a lack of exposure. If you will expose yourself to the Word of God, you will grow as a Christian. You will grow stronger. You will grow wiser. You will grow into a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. But you show me a mature Christian. You show me a powerhouse for God who does not live and abide in the Word of God, and I will tell you that you are grossly mistaken, because there is no such a person. You cannot not be in the Word of God and be a strong, vibrant Christian. Well, another thing God gives us, not a thing but a person, is the blessed Holy Spirit. Did you realize that we are never alone? The Holy Spirit lives within us. He is our guide. He is our companion. And we should have no emptiness in this life, because the Bible commands us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Romans says, yield to the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you, if you're yielded to the Holy Spirit, you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible also talks about the Spirit of God as being the great comforter. He provides comfort. Now, this world kicks us. This world will kick you and knock you down. It'll mistreat you. It'll slander you. But blessed be God, we have a great comforter, and He is the Holy Spirit. He also convicts us of our sins. When we go astray, when we miss God, when we are confused or misguided, the Holy Spirit of God, for the child of God, He will convict our souls. He will make us uneasy. Yea, He will make us miserable. until we turn back to the Lord our God and repent of our sins and we're restored into full fellowship with the Lord. There's a lot of other things I could add. Prayer, the fellowship of the saints, but I will simply close here. I ask the question again that Isaiah chapter 5 verse 4 asks, what more could I have done?
Thanks for stopping by to be with us at the Brevis Talk podcast. If you want to know more about us or hear other brief messages, go to brevistalk.com and sign up to receive our blog and updates while you're there. Don't forget, Jesus loves you.